Lines right now is Tim Williams. He operates a website called PiratesProspects.com. He knows as much as anyone in the country about the Pittsburgh Pirates minor league system. Tim, we really appreciate you taking a few minutes to join us. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing good, Corey. You know, just enjoying that win from last night. It's a great performance by Jeff Locke, but I guess, you know, tonight it's on to the next one for the Alexander Curve.
Exactly. Very well said. That's the song that they play after each game. And Tim, when you watch these affiliates, Altoona, Bradenton, how much do you think it means for these guys to be in the playoffs, to learn how to play winning baseball so that they can try to increase, you know, keep doing that as they work their way up the system?
Well, this is basically the same team that made it to the playoffs, won the Carolina League Championship last year in Lynchburg. And playoff success isn't always going to translate over to future success in the majors. You know, it doesn't reflect all the time on prospects. But these are, you've mentioned it many times, these are age-appropriate guys. These are guys who are actual prospects. It's not 29, 30-year-olds doing this. So the fact that you've got a team that went in A-ball, won the Carolina League, and now they're in the championship in the Eastern League, that says a lot. You know, that's great experience for them that has to at the least build self-esteem for these guys to the point where they can say, listen, we are legit prospects. We have the talent to do what it takes to win, and hopefully, you know, they will carry that to the next levels and continue to win to the point where they're eventually winning in Pittsburgh.
Tim was at Blair County Ballpark the last few days watching the Curve for the first couple games of the Eastern League Championship Series. What stands out to you about this team? Any specific players that you think really, you know, project well to the major league level? Obviously, the starting pitchers do, but starting position players, starting pitchers, who are some of the guys that have really impressed you down the stretch?
Well, they have two big areas of strength. The first one is the starting pitching, and that's been carrying them the whole way. You know, they went down the first game in the first round. They were able to come back thanks to some strong pitching from Jeff Locke. Justin Wilson had a great outing. Tony Watson was there as their number four starter. And, you know, Tony Watson's a guy, that's a big strength to have him as a number four starter in the playoffs in the Eastern League. And they went down again 1-0 the other night with Rudy Owens. He went up against a future Hall of Famer in Andy Pettit and just arguably outperformed Andy Pettit with his pitching. Owens, you know, he pitched 5 innings, he allowed 2 runs, he struck out 7. Pettit pitched 5 innings, allowed 2 runs, struck out 4. You know, that's a tough competitor that Owens is going up against, and it didn't faze him at all. Not to mention that Trenton's catcher, Austin Romine, that's a tough challenger for the Altoona pitchers in this series because he came into the season as the number two prospect in the New York Yankees farm system. And so far, you know, the Curve starters haven't had a problem with him.
Isn't it fascinating when you look at this series? It's the Altoona Curve, Pittsburgh Pirates affiliate. Pirates have lost for 18 consecutive years, the longest streak in the history of professional sports in this country, versus, obviously, affiliate from the New York Yankees, 27 World Series titles, the most successful franchise in this country's sports history. So these guys in AA are playing meaningful games. Wouldn't it be great to ever see the Pirates play meaningful games against the New York Yankees?
Well, you know, last year when Lynchburg, their A-ball affiliate at the time, was in the postseason, they were actually going up against the Boston Red Sox A-ball affiliate. So I think it's only fitting that this year they're going up against the New York Yankees affiliate because, you know, yeah, that would be a great dream for all Pirates fans that, hey, maybe this will reflect on some sort of future where the Pirates could turn into the next Tampa Bay Rays, the next San Diego Padres, the next Cincinnati Reds, and eventually meet up with one of these teams in Cinderella-type fashion in the playoffs. Now, you know, it's a long shot. We see how the Pirates are this year. They are far away from that. But this team definitely has some guys that can move on and help the team, particularly the pitching, but also with the middle infielder. You're seeing Chase Darno, Josh Harrison, and Jordy Mercer. They've combined for 9 homers in the postseason, and they've been, you know, just carrying this offense. Harrison and Mercer last night, Mercer especially with his two home runs, you know, that's been huge too, and that's a weakness at the majors. You've got Darno and Mercer, two shortstops who could potentially take over, and you've got a hole at shortstop in the majors with Ronnie Cedeno, who's okay, but he's at best a league average shortstop, and he's a guy who you definitely need to replace. So, you know, it's nice to see them going up against the Yankees farm system, the Red Sox farm system, and hopefully one day that would translate forward to going the Pirates going up against the Yankees and the Red Sox. It may be a long shot, but hey, it's fun to dream.
We're joined by Tim Williams, founder and operator of PiratesProspects.com. I got some bad news. They're putting the tarp on here at Waterfront Park, so that's never a good sign. The skies are overcast right now, but you hate to see the tarp going on. We do still have 2.5 hours before game time, but I hate to see the tarp go on the field a little bit before game time. Tim, if you can, last thing for you, analyze the entire minor league system right now compared to the Dave Littlefield regime, and analyze what they've been able to do well under Neil Huntington, under Frank Coonley and Kyle Stark, compared to how they operated things under Brian Graham and Dave Littlefield.
Well, the difference to me is just night and day. I mean, there's no comparing the two systems. The system now, they're much more organized. They have a ton of prospects, you know. The old system, it seemed like they would get a guy like, you know, a Brad Eldred, and suddenly they thought they were set at first base, and they wouldn't pursue future first basemen. They wouldn't pursue any other first base prospects. They would just wait for Brad Eldred to arrive, and if Brad Eldred didn't turn out to be a solid major league player, which, you know, he obviously didn't, then the system, you know, they were just in a lot of trouble there. They pretty much banked all of their hopes on one or two guys at each position. What the Pirates are doing now is they're loading up at every single position. You know, you see it in AA, they've got Darno, Mercer, Harrison. Those are all guys who can play second base, they can play shortstop, Harrison can play second or third. And, you know, they're not satisfied with those guys. They've got middle infield prospects the level below with Brock Holt. They've got Jarrett Cunningham in West Virginia. So they're not just relying on one prospect. And you're seeing that the most with the pitching. They've gone extremely heavy on pitchers, particularly the high school pitchers in the last three drafts. And eventually, you know, just by law of averages, with all the pitchers they've brought in the last few years, you're going to have a solid rotation from those guys. You can't sign the amount of pitchers that they have with the amount of upside that those pitchers have and not end up with pitchers down the line. And hopefully that will turn into a strength like you see with the Tampa Bay Rays, where they have a guy like Jeremy Hellickson who's in AAA and could easily start for any single rotation, but he's blocked because Tampa Bay's built up this great pitching depth. So hopefully that's what you see with the Pirates down the road, and it all starts in Altoona with the starters they've got going in the playoffs here.
Tim, we really appreciate you taking a few minutes to join us. Do me a favor, bear with me. We're going to step away and take a break. I want to mention something to you off the air, so if you could just bear with me for one moment. But we really do appreciate you taking a few minutes to join us. Tim Williams, founder and operator of PiratesProspects.com. He knows the stuff. It's a great website. Thanks, Tim.
Thank you.
All right, we're going to step away and take a break right now. We'll be right back after this. Okay, my